Simen Yudalev Sif Yud. Hol Yerodim Mekanoch Molei Kesher Gut. It was far away enough from the corner to be in the right position. It's more than the length from the joint of the thumb to the end of the thumb. Kenitke Mechutei Ha'erev Ad Sheloi Nishra Boish Yud. The corner of the garment started unraveling. So let's say it was an inch away from the corner, and after it unraveled a little bit, the corner, the garment got smaller, so now it was 3/4 of an inch, to the point that now it was too close to the corner. Even so, it's kosher. Even so, this is very big chiddush, that would go by the time that you put the tzitzis on. Because l'chayra, right now I'm wearing a beggar, but the tzitzis are in the wrong place. So what happened? The history is history. So the Shabbat explains, because it says, also learn tzitzis al kantrek day. You should put the tzitzis on the corner. The peda is, it should be there at the time of the seer. What happens afterwards, as long as it's still part of the beggar, is good enough. Kamuvan, if you want to put a new tzitzis on that corner, you can't use that hole anymore, because now it's too close to the corner. Says the Ramah, "V'nogim lasis imil sovav hanekim." Says a minute to make some stitching around the hole. Shalei natik shom v'yeh pos mikasher. So that this shouldn't happen. That it shouldn't. The hole itself also shouldn't move out of the place. V'noisim imil svasa begel amata yeh tainin. That's also the reason why they put some type of stitching around the corner of the garment. So basically, you want to keep the whole garment on the outside in the place, and you want to keep the hole in place. The ma'aseh, if it changes, it's still kosher. The lachatchila, we reinforce it so that it should not happen. The machaber continues. They say that the roich of a beggin, the machaber says, yeshayimim shemitoich roich of a beggin, ein lo yishir. That it can be very close to the bottom of the beggin. It just can't be further inside from the. Vertically, it could be towards the end, but horizontally, it can't be too close to the end. But, says the Beis Yosef from the Mishnah Berurah, this is only as far as making it too close to the end. But if it's more than 3 finger breadths away from the corner, then even this shita holds, whether it's on the height or on the length, it's all right. The Ma'aseh brings the Yishayim, the Ve'yishavik, the Ve'yishavik, the Ve'yishavik. The bottom line is, the Aluch of the Ma'aseh, those measurements that we said have to be more than the width of a thumb from the joint to the end of the thumb, and within 3 finger breadths, that's in both directions, both from the side and from the bottom. This thing is talking about that, like we have in the end of a talus, we have threads going in one direction, which basically is strand that it's not woven. So if you have that at the end, so you shouldn't put it in the area, you don't count that area as part of the garment. You start from the part that it's fully woven. That's why, if you notice, you know, the talisim do have these strings on the sides, but by the corner they do not have them. So it makes it very complicated, because you can't put the tzitzis there, but you do have to take into account of how far away from the corner. It can make it sometimes impossible to put tzitzis over there. It says, Ramah, prophets mentioned that to measure the minimum length of the corner, not including the gedil, not including this area that's not fully woven. Yeah, like we said, it's not Nogei Lamaisa nowadays, because you don't have it. And if you have it, the best thing is just to cut off that area to avoid all these complications. And Allah says, the Toshi Yimdin Shia Kesha Gudu Bula Yidil. That's good. So you get Toshi Yimdin Shia Kesha Gudu Bula Yidil.